97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. For Christmas Eve, we're going to rewind to a few weeks ago when they lit the holiday tree at the state capitol. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
You know it's the holiday season when there's a big tree in the Wisconsin state capitol. Every year, there's a special ceremony to turn on the lights. The La Crosse Central High School Band had the honor of kicking things off. This year's celebration centered around the governor's proclamation that 2025 is the year of the kid. The tree's called the Learning Tree and honors students and educators all over Wisconsin. The guests of honor included Mr. Peanut's real name, Rodney Esser, who's been the custodian at Park Elementary School in Cross Plains for 61 years.
I just love what I do. Every morning, these little people will come into school, and it isn't limited just to little people who throw hugs at me and high fives and fist bumps, staff as well.
Green Bay West High School teacher Ellie Hines-Verdue talked about what's kept her going after more than three decades.
36 years in the classroom, I think you can trust me when I say it's love.
The 30-foot-tall balsam fir came from farmers in Oconto County. It's decorated with hundreds of ornaments made by students from all over the state. Elmer Moore Jr., the executive director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, got to do the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Woo! The tree usually stays in the Capitol Rotunda through New Year's Day. Happy holidays from all of us at Civic Media News.
Governor Tony Evers has extended the energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin because of persistent challenges caused by a pipeline disruption within the Midwestern Pipeline Distribution System, as well as high demand for residential heating fuel. This executive order will support the swift and efficient delivery of heating oil and propane throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers are still experiencing challenges with having to drive further distances to collect needed supplies. This emergency declaration extends the waiver of certain state and federal hours of service and adds a waiver to state weight limit restrictions. This will allow suppliers to get caught up from the pipeline and weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 16th. Avian influenza is still active in the nation and in Wisconsin. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed highly pathogenic avian influenza in 27 states with 70 cases in poultry and 2 cases in livestock in 2 states, including Wisconsin. Officials in the state are testing milk samples at the farm level for the mandatory USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service National Milk Testing Strategy. While they decreased the frequency of testing by 50% in October, they'll now resume testing at 100% statewide. This means each farm will be tested approximately every month. DATCP encourages livestock and poultry farmers to remain vigilant and utilize enhanced biosecurity measures to protect their herds and flocks. The agency continues to work with state and federal partners, veterinarians, and producers to prevent the further spread of avian influenza to Wisconsin's dairies. Wisconsin's finances are still in the black. Governor Evers says the state ended its fiscal year with a nearly $4 billion surplus. The Rainy Day Fund also hit a record $2 billion, according to the state's annual financial report released in December. The state is paying down long-term debt and is maintaining its AAA bond rating. The elk hunting season wrapped up last week in the state, and the Wisconsin DNR is celebrating the state's 8th managed hunt. The season opened on October 18th and concluded on December 19th. 13 lucky state hunters participated in this year's hunt, randomly selected from more than 26,000 applicants. Hunters can start applying for next year's hunt in March. This winter so far has been colder than recent winters, and power companies say that will translate to higher energy bills for customers. The Wisconsin Public Service published its winter heating bill outlook last week. It said typical heating bills will be about $13 higher per month than last winter. In addition to the colder weather, the WPS cites higher natural gas costs as a cause of the increase. There's a free fishing opportunity next month. The Wisconsin DNR is encouraging people to take advantage of the annual winter free fishing weekend in January. It will take place across the state on January 17th and 18th. The goal of the event is to get more families and newcomers interested in this sport out on the ice. During the free fishing weekend, you won't need to buy a fishing license or stamps to participate. You can find more information on the event and winter fishing safety tips on the DNR's website. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a three-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. Thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch, people come back every night. Three-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL, Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a little patchy drizzle here today. Our high in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the upper 20s to low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.